This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed on democratizing AI, saying it must become a tool for inclusion and empowerment, particularly for the Global South. Inaugurating the India AI Impact Summit 2026 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi in the presence of many world leaders, Mr. Modi said the world is entering an era where humans and intelligent systems co-create, co-work and co-evolve. He said AI will make the work smarter, more efficient and more impactful. Mr. Modi outlined the Manav vision for AI, moral and ethical systems, accountable governance, national sovereignty, accessible and inclusive, valid and legitimate. He asserted that India's Manav vision will become a crucial link for humanity's welfare in the AI-driven world of the 21st century. French President Emmanuel Macron said India will build something that no other country in the world has built. He said a digital identity for 1.4 billion people, a payment system that now processes 20 billion transactions every month, and health infrastructure that has issued 500 million digital health IDs. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said AI must belong to everyone. He said future of AI cannot be decided by a handful of countries. The 47th Newcom Yulo Festival celebration of Nisi tribe of Arunachal Pradesh began today at the Newcom Lapang ground, Itanagar. The week-long festival continues till 26th February. The festival was inaugurated in the presence of Chief Guest Tao Thakur, Deputy Director of the Department of Indigenous Affairs. Several unique stalls were set up as part of the celebration. Traditional games form an important part of the festivities. The opening day witnessed the commencement of the volleyball tournament, while upcoming events include volleyball matches for both men and women, tug-of-war, archery, Dapo Bagnam and Parik Rignam. On the occasion, a new Namlo was also inaugurated by Navam Ribya, Member of Parliament, Rajya Sabha. Union Home Minister and Minister of Cooperation, Mr. Amit Shah, will be visiting Assam tomorrow for a two-day visit at the underscores the center's focus on national security, border development and regional progress. On the first leg of his tour, the Home Minister will travel to Silchar in the Barak Valley. He is scheduled to visit Natanpur village in the Katigora area near the Indo-Bangladesh border. During this visit, Mr. Shah will personally review the security arrangements and the progress of border fencing to curb illegal immigration and transborder crimes. And a major boost to border infrastructure, the Home Minister will officially launch the second phase of the Vibrant Villages program from Silchar. Bihar has now been declared free of Naxal activities. The state achieved this significant milestone after the surrender of the last armed Maoist, Suresh Koda, in Munger. The Deputy Inspector General of Police DIG of the Munger Range, Rakesh Kumar, stated that no armed Naxalite squad is currently active in any of the 23 districts that were previously affected by Naxalism. In Jammu and Kashmir, at least 5 suspected persons have been detained for questioning amid intensified search for a gangster who remained at large after escaping a juvenile home along with 2 Pakistani inmates in Jammu. Karajit Singh alias Gugga and 2 Pakistan citizens attacked police personnel and fled from the juvenile home around Monday. 2 cops were injured in the incident. The Supreme Court today said freebies culture is hampering the country's economic development. The apex court was taking note of the Tamil Nadu Power Distribution Corporation Limited's plea, which proposed to provide free electricity to all irrespective of financial status of consumers. The bench said states should work to open avenues for employment instead of giving free food, cycles and electricity to all. The top court issued notice to Centre and others on the plea of the DMK government-led power distribution firm in Tamil Nadu, which proposes to provide free electricity. The power firm has challenged the rule of Electricity Amendment Rules 2024. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.